Born of the new millennium here in Britain, so it's up to the roof of Bush House once again to my colleague Clive Martin, who has Big Ben in his sights.
Thanks very much indeed, Julian. You join us with just a few minutes to go now up here on the roof of Bush House, looking out over the River Thames, the Millennium Wheel, the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben off to my right, South Bank Arts Complex right in front of me across the river, to my left, Blackfriars Bridge, and on right down towards Tower Bridge. Let me tell you, the excitement here outside, particularly obviously down on the street, it's palpable. There are no cars, there are only people. People, thousands of them. The parties, the sound systems, the stages all in full swing. There's colour, there's light everywhere. There are searchlights, there are laser beams shooting up into the sky. Everywhere, really, the sound of people, of crowds, of excitement. Of course, all attention turning shortly towards the four famous illuminated faces of Big Ben. Big Ben, of course, so much a fabric and a sound of the BBC World Service, has been chiming the hours since around 1858, not longer than we have. With me here on the roof of Bush House from the London Tourist Board, I've got Charlotte Rowe. Charlotte Rowe, have you ever seen anything like this in London?
Never. It's just fantastic to see our city like this, and we have got one of the most famous skylines in the world, with a few new additions, of course, including the new British Airways London Eye. But the lasers, the lights, just seeing down the embankment there to the House of Parliament, which has been newly renovated, it looks fantastic. And I think we're going to be really, really, really stunned by the River of Fire when that happens in a few minutes.
All right, then take me through what's going to happen in the next few minutes. All right, next hour or so, really.
We hope what's going to happen is that there's going to be a River of Fire, which is basically pyrotechnics going up into the air, about 60 foot, about 200 metres up into the air, moving at the speed of about 650 miles per hour. It'll take 10.8 seconds for the River of Fire to travel from Tower Bridge downstream, upstream to Vauxhall Bridge, which is the same speed that the Earth is moving round. So it's going to, if you like, emulate the speed of the Earth moving towards the millennium. And once that's finished, and that's
big fireworks
after that. It's 15 minutes. They're meant to be the largest fireworks in the world. I don't know if anybody saw Sydney earlier today. We've got to beat Sydney.
You've got what, 39 tons of explosives going off?
You said that. It's fantastic. It's 40,000 fireworks, and it's going to be going on for 15 whole minutes, right through the skyline of London.
All right, now let me just bring in Neil Broughton. Neil Broughton's also up here on the roof with me. Neil Broughton, a teacher from central London. Neil, you've been down plodding the streets in amongst the crowds. What's it like down there?
Well, I've been down there all day, and it's been gradually building up, you know, during the course of the day. And I just walked up from Buckingham Gate down by Buckingham Palace about half an hour ago, and more than what you can actually see is the noise is unbelievable. There's a real cacophony of klaxons, horns, people singing, groups of people just stopping and singing together in the street, which I've never seen before in London.
All right, Charlotte Rowe, of course, it doesn't just end tonight, does it? I mean, it's whole year 2000. Many more events planned in the coming months.
Absolutely. We've been planning this for quite a long time. For the last 18 months, we've been promoting London as the Millennium City. And the reason for that is that £6 billion worth of investment has gone into tourism and leisure infrastructure in London. And we've got things happening all through the year, including a new Tate Gallery of Modern Art called Tate Modern. We've got the new Great Court at British Museum opening in September. We've got a new bridge, the first bridge over the Thames for 100 years, opening in May. We've also got a thing called the String of Pearls, the London String of Pearls Festival, which is going to be a fantastic thing where there's going to be events going on at all the traditional sites along the river throughout the year.
All right, Charlotte Rowe, Neil Broughton, thanks very much indeed. Well, you can hear the excitement building out there. It's really nothing more to say now. For Britain, for the BBC World Service, the final page of the final chapter of the 20th century is now complete. The BBC, London and Britain now awaits the chimes of Big Ben, which will herald the next challenge, the new century and the year 2000. London, welcome from the BBC World Service to the 21st century. In front of me, really quite an extraordinary sight. It is as though the River Thames itself is on fire, and that's what they're calling it, the River of Fire. Thousands of brilliant flares, of brilliant fireworks shooting up, shooting flame 100 metres into the air, turning night into day, right along a 6 kilometre stretch of river, Tower Bridge to the east of Vauxhall Bridge to the west of me. Biggest firework display London has ever seen, just starting to get underway. Let's go straight away now, live to Max Pearson at the Millennium Dome for the singing of Auld Lang Syne.
Well, just before we start, Auld Lang Syne, I can tell you we've got fireworks going off inside the dome here as well. You can probably hear them booming away in the background, and I suspect any moment now. Oh! Keep your heads down a bit. Strikes up again, and I think we're going to have that traditional song for New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Max, well look, you can hardly even hear yourself think up here. It is the most spectacular display. Hundreds of feet up into the air, we've got fireworks going off. The London skyline is really painted with colour. Night has been turned into day. I'm looking out over the Millennium Wheel. There are fireworks crashing above the Millennium Wheel. With me still here on the roof of Bush House, Charlotte Rowe from the London Tourist Board. Charlotte, have you ever seen anything remotely like
that? Never. No, it's absolutely fantastic.
Just describe what you can see.
Well, what's incredible is we can see all the way from Tower Bridge to Vauxhall Bridge here. And that's what's so incredible. You can see fireworks right the way around the bend in the river. That is what's so incredible. 4 miles, 6 kilometres of fireworks. You can hear the Roman candles going off now. I don't know whether you can hear that. The lasers are still going on through the fireworks. And now they're starting higher up again. The smoke is so thick. You can hardly see it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to say Happy New Millennium.
Yeah, Happy New Millennium.
Neil Broughton, Happy New Millennium to you.
Hello.
What do you reckon to this? Amazing show.
Well, it is. I've never seen, obviously, anything like it. It's the whole stretch of the river really is lit up, all different colours, you've got miles into the air. The smoke's actually getting quite thick now, and I noticed earlier when I let some go off that it's almost getting quite difficult to see them, but it really is spectacular.
Charlotte, 39 tonnes of explosives. London has not seen its like in peacetime, has it?
No, not since the Blitz, I don't think. I think there'll be a few more thinking, my God, they haven't heard noises like this for many, many years. This is really start of a really, really fantastic year for London. We've got so much happening here throughout the year, and I just hope people are going to come back and visit and see what we have got to offer. London is reinventing itself for the 21st century.
And of course, a bit curious not to talk about London now. So much going on around us, but it's going to go on for a while yet. Let's just remember, it's not just London celebrating, all of Britain, events all over Britain.
Absolutely. In fact, over 20 cities tonight are having fireworks. They're all having fireworks funded by the lottery, the national lottery. And throughout the year, there's a whole load of new millennium infrastructures
opening up all over the country. We've got things like Dynamica in Edinburgh. We've got the Botanic Gardens in Wales. I can hardly hear myself thinking it. Yeah, I'm just going to do something that radio doesn't often do for a moment. Let me just stop speaking just for 1 second. I'm going to hold the microphone up. Just listen to this. Fantastic, isn't it? Charlotte, how many people estimated coming into central London to see all this?
Well, they don't know for sure, but we estimate up to about 4 million. Currently, having tried to get through the streets to get to the BBC tonight, we had to fight our way through crowds to get here, but we had problems getting off the train because of so many people. We're expecting about 27.5 million people to visit London this year. And we know that a lot of those people will be going to the Dome. We expect about 12 million people going to the Dome. So it is a really bumpy year for tourism to London.
And 12,000 police on duty in the capital now, I understand.
26,000 police in London.
26,000.
Have their their leave suspended. I believe about half of them are working. Yeah, I think it will. They have been very, very good natured about working, actually.
It is incredible. Neil Broughton, I'll bring you back in here. You're going to watch this. You're going to go out on the streets afterwards, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to go out for another couple of hours because I'm sure it's going to carry on going for, you know, the rest of the night, I would imagine. It's all pretty good natured. There's plenty of people dancing. I'm going to join in, speak to as many people as I can from all around the world. That's if the fireworks ever stop, of course.
I'm trying to look at the Millennium Wheel now. That, unfortunately, is not going. There was a technical hitch. It's not going. I can't see it. There's so much smoke.
No, it's impossible to see it. It's getting thicker and thicker. I think it's building up even more than fireworks. I can't even myself think at all.
Tower Bridge has disappeared, isn't it? Charlotte, I can't see Tower Bridge anymore.
We can still see Big Ben, look. The icon of London we can still see through all that fantastic smoke. You can now see the wheel just appearing again through the most incredible fireworks. I think they're probably going to have a big splurge now before they finish.
So basically, when this lot is over, all the sound systems, the parties, the global village, they start up again, going to the wee small hours, yeah?
Well, they're going on till 2 a.m, and the trains are running all night, which is a pretty phenomenal thing. The party at the Dome is going on till 2 a.m. And the Dome is actually opening tomorrow morning, would you believe, for visitors, which is incredible.
Yeah, let's just make this clear. The people at the Dome tonight, they are not your average Joe Blow public. These people were invited or won competitions.
They were invited or won competitions, or they've done something, some contribution was made to the Millennium. But a lot of them are Joe public. A lot of them are ordinary people who have been given the chance of going to the Dome, which I think is fantastic. Like 10,000 people is an awful lot of people to get to the Dome.
Neil Broughton, are you going to be going to the Dome?
Oh, try and get there if I can get a ticket. Yeah, I think most people want to go there now. They've seen it open and so on.
When are you going?
I'm pretty sure I'll get a ticket eventually and go in there to see it and see what everyone's making such a fuss about. I'm sure it'll be good when I do see it.
Okay, and Charlotte, just describe to me now what you're looking at, because I'm amazed. This display is just going on and on.
Well, actually, you can virtually not see anything like it, but little party lights, lasers. Absolutely incredible. We've just about now seen. It sounds like this. What do they call those tens that come in and burn them?
Doodlebugs.
Sounds like doodlebugs at the moment. We've just about to still see the National Theatre opposite us, but still got it
This is the highlight of your job, really, the highlight of your career. I mean, as someone who exists to promote London, you can't ask for a better show than this.
We think there's over 100 countries in the world are tuning in to watch this on television. That's pretty incredible. There are not many more countries than that to watch. We think this is the highlight of the Millennium Celebrations in the world. And I think, actually, we've done it right this time. I mean, we've got a fantastic display there.
Just in terms of the sheer logistics, the timing of it, particularly that river of fire, mimicking the speed that the time zone would come from the east to the west.
Yeah.
An extraordinary bit of timing there.
Did you check your clockwatch? Your clockwatch, if you don't, did it correctly?
I wish I had, but I was watching it. It certainly seemed to work well.
No, it was very spectacular. I can't believe things are still going. I think they're just starting to die down now. Quieting down now.
All right, well, that's a very good point then to say. That's it for the moment here on the roof of Bush House. Charlotte Broughton from the London Tourist Board. Neil Broughton, London teacher. Julian, back to you for the moment in the studio.
Clive Martin up there on the roof of Bush House, and my children are out there on the streets of London looking at all that. Certainly something to remember for their lifetime. You're listening to The World Today. It's coming up to 9 minutes past midnight GMT. And as London rings in the new year, more than half of the world has already been celebrating for hours now. Millennium Islands in the South Pacific, part of the Republic of Kiribati, kicked off the global year 2000 celebrations. At the stroke of midnight, the island is welcomed in the new year with traditional dances and a millennium chant. As the sun rose on the South Pacific, the Millennium moved westward to Auckland Harbour in New Zealand, where boat captains sounded their horns. And from there to the spectacular city setting of Sydney Harbour, where hundreds of thousands of Australians linked arms for a rousing rendition of the traditional New Year hymn, Auld Lang Syne. And as Australia sang, attention turned to Japan, a country that traditionally marks time by the year of the Emperor's reign. But millennium fever was such the Japanese joined in the worldwide festivities, counting down the seconds to midnight. Had a double reason to celebrate: the return of the Indian airline hostages and the birth of a new millennium. And from Russia came a New Year's surprise, the resignation of President Yeltsin. Muscovites took to the streets to see the old year out, all under the eye of the BBC's Rob Parsons.
Well, you could hear the celebrations echoing out all over the city here. Fireworks flying out, some of them official, some of them just the fireworks that people have brought here to let off themselves in Red Square. There's vodka being drunk all over the place, bottles being thrown in the air, glasses smashed on the ground, fireworks flying horizontal in many places. It's mayhem in Red Square. That's always the way it is, but this time more so than ever.
The BBC's Rob Parsons in Moscow. And just over 2 hours ago, midnight struck in Bethlehem, the place where, for Christians, it all began 2,000 years ago with the birth of Jesus Christ. It is, of course, the Christian calendar that makes this the year 2000. Let's go over to the BBC's Barbara Pless in Bethlehem. The celebration's continuing, Barbara.
They certainly are. There's a huge crowd here, and the concerts have started since about 12, and they're going on here. There must be thousands of people in Manger Square. Most of them, I have to say, locals, Palestinians, who've come out to hear Arab singers. There aren't a lot of tourists here, but it certainly is a festive atmosphere.
And those fears about religious extremists have failed to materialize to date.
I think it's been quite a quiet New Year's Eve. There have been several incidents. For instance, here in Bethlehem, apparently, six tourists were arrested, two Africans and four Americans. They were just checked to see whether their faces fit those of foreign doomsday cultists. But then apparently they were released. There have been a couple of isolated incidents throughout the city, but nothing serious, nothing like what was predicted, and certainly nothing like what the security personnel out here seem to have demanded.
And of course, for Bethlehem, a very important occasion. This, not only, of course, celebrating the dawn of the new millennium, but very much a dress rehearsal for the rest of the year.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, it's the time factor that the new millennium is coming, that the new millennium has come, sorry, and that this is the place where Jesus Christ was born. But also, it's a national celebration. Bethlehem has been refurbished for this celebration, and it's sort of an expression of Palestinian national pride that this is something that they can do, and this is sort of a harbinger of the state to come.
And you yourself, how have you enjoyed it there?
I actually enjoyed it quite a lot. Right at midnight, they released 2,000 doves from the rooftops around Manger Square, and they seem to be a bit startled by a spectacular fireworks display, and right now the party going on is tremendous. No, it's great fun.
BBC's Barbara Pless in Bethlehem, the place where Jesus Christ was born, according to the Bible, 2,000 years ago. It's coming up to 14 minutes past the hour. This is The World Today with Julian Marshall. The new millennium may have arrived for us here in London and for some of you out there, but news just goes on with a roundup of what else has been going on in the world. Here's Guy Francis.
Reports from areas where it's already the year 2000 say fears of the millennium bug, a computer fault triggered by computers misreading the date, have largely proved unfounded so far. The Russian government says the Russian and Ukrainian nuclear energy systems have experienced no problems. China, where airline officials were so confident they flew on their planes over midnight, declared itself bug-free, and there were similar reports from Australia and New Zealand. Among the biggest worries about potential effects of the millennium bug was what would happen to Russia's nuclear arsenal. These fears so far appear to have been unfounded. At one point, air defense officials in the United States said they had detected the flight of three missiles, but that these launches were not nuclear and not millennium bug related. It later emerged that three Scud missiles had been fired by the Russians as part of their offensive in Chechnya. President Clinton says he's looking forward to working with the acting Russian President Vladimir Putin following the sudden resignation of Boris Yeltsin. A White House spokesman said that in a phone call to Mr. Clinton, President Yeltsin said Russia under Mr. Putin would remain committed to democracy, arms control, and the market economy. President Clinton had earlier paid tribute to Mr. Yeltsin's achievements.
Of course, we have also had our differences. But the starting point for our relationship has always been how Russia and America can work together to advance our common interests. In that spirit, I look forward to working with Acting President Putin as the Russian people begin the process of making the transition from one democratically elected president to another.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair said President Yeltsin had made the world more stable and secure. The Chinese leader, Jiang Zemin, spoke of the strategic partnership Mr. Yeltsin had forged with Beijing. Reports from Pakistani Kashmir say the hijackers of an Indian airliner are expected to arrive in the territory in the next few days. The hijackers freed their hostages at Kandahar Airport in Afghanistan on Friday after India agreed to release three jailed Kashmiri militants. Alan Bennett-Jones reports from Islamabad.
The Taliban authorities have left little doubt that while they don't plan to prosecute the hijackers, they don't want them to remain in Afghanistan. When asked about the hijackers' possible movements, the Taliban leader, Mullah Omar, told the BBC that they must leave Afghanistan, and since they're from Kashmir, he said, I imagine they might go there. Militant sources in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir have also said that they expect the hijackers and the three prisoners released by India to arrive in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir after traveling through Pakistan. But Pakistani spokesmen say they have no knowledge of any such plans.
Pope John Paul has singled out the discovery of the American continent in 1492 as one of the most significant events of the past 1,000 years. Celebrating a special mass in St. Peter's Basilica to mark the end of the millennium, the Pope said the discovery had opened a new era. He also gave thanks for the spiritual, cultural, and scientific advances made during the millennium, but asked forgiveness that such knowledge, though vital for human progress, had also at times been used against humanity. Panamanians are celebrating after taking full control of the Panama Canal and ending nearly a century of American jurisdiction over one of the world's most strategic waterways. The transfer was completed at a midday ceremony held at the canal. James Reynolds reports.
The foreign flag has been taken down, said Panama's president Miriam Moscoso. The crowd cheered as the red, white, and blue Panamanian flag was raised from the flagpole outside the canal headquarters. Outside the building, people drove by waving Panamanian flags and singing the song, We Are Not an American Colony. This is the first time that Panama has ever controlled its entire territory. Many here say that the handover of the canal has finally given the country full independence.
Emergency services in Venezuela have been placed on alert in case of further flooding and mudslides in areas on the northern coast, which were devastated earlier this month. In the last 24 hours, heavy showers have triggered a number of landslides along the main coastal highway, cutting off access to relief workers. They also forced U.S. troops to remove a water purification plant from a river which was threatening to burst its banks. The New York Stock Exchange has ended the year at a record high level. The Dow Jones Index rose 44 to close at just under 11,500. The BBC economics correspondent says the strong performance by shares over the year largely reflects the continuous economic growth the United States has recorded since 1991. And he says that if this continues into next year, it will become the longest period of uninterrupted growth in U.S. history. Julian.
Well, it's time now to revisit the Millennium Dome here in London, the focus of celebrations here in Britain, and Max Pearson is in the thick of it. Max.
Well, I can tell you that the party is well and truly up and running, as you can probably hear behind me. We have something spectacular in terms of the pageant which is going on in front of us now. Anything that comes close to it that I'd love to see would be the Carnival in Rio, I guess. The costumes are magnificent, the panels are bright, the dancing is vibrant. It just comes over, you can hear by the reaction of the crowd that they thoroughly enjoyed that. We had dancers suspended from the ceiling, apparently cascading and twirling around each other, suspended in midair. It was just absolutely magnificent. Jugglers, acrobats. And in fact, the entire arena now is just, stuffed full of people in extraordinary costumes. One man wearing little more than feathers has waved his bottom in my general direction, which I've not taken as an insult, because I don't think it was intended as an insult. We are now having a new version of God Save the Queen, so I think we ought to pause and listen to that. I'm joined actually on our commentary position overlooking the dome now by our British Affairs correspondent Adam Brimmer, who's been out and about sampling the wares in the various zones around here. Adam, what do you think is the theme which is being struck by these people?
Well, when you walk around these zones, I think the thing that really strikes you is there's such an array of different subjects and themes that's tackled by the displays and exhibitions that have encircled the central auditorium that we're sitting and looking at the amazing carnival scenes that are going on now. I think that speaking to some of the people who've come along to visit, most have been very impressed by the technological gadgetry on display, the imagination that's gone on involved in these displays. Many of them are educational, some of them are really just for fun. But a lot of people are saying that they're really rather confused by it all as well. They feel that it's hard to take it all in at one go. And so, while there's a great excitement, of course, seeing all these new things combined with the excitement of the new year, there's a certain amount of bewilderment here as well.
Not surprising, because it's so vast and there's so many lights and so many displays. You would need more than just a couple of hours to trip around this day. You don't want to come just for the morning, do you?
No, you certainly don't. There are 16 different zones to visit dotted around the auditorium, and they do encompass such a huge range of themes. One which I know you described a little earlier on was called the Home Planet, which described a visit to Earth by aliens coming down to Earth, looking at phenomena such as tornadoes and storms and earthquakes. That's just one zone.
I'm a cynical old hacker, but I really rather enjoyed it.
Well, I did as well, and looking around, it was evident that a lot of people particularly enjoyed that.